For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Adam Amin, Fox Sports. The Ronnie Bell drop that would have put the 49ers in position for a game-winning field goal or maybe touchdown. Drops it. 49ers end up losing 27-24. It is crossover time with Willard and Dibs. Gentlemen, how are you?
Are you better?
Shocked as your boy?
Yeah. Shocked is one word.
All right, because I am shocked.
That's pretty frustrating. I'm like,
but it's only the defense for me. Will.
It's sports. It doesn't stick with me.
Sports,
that,
man.
Right? It doesn't. This one, I'm not.
But is it 50-50? How are you divided? Because to me, it's the defense is the problem.
Of course,
right
it is. Okay. And the special teams.
And the special teams.
All right. I guess
Xavier Smith.
Wouldn't it be a completely different frustration if the Niners lost this game for the reasons that we thought they might lose the game when we went into the weekend? Everybody's got, like, biting fingernails because no Debo, no Christian, no Kittle. And if you came out of this and the offense had sputtered, you'd look at it and we would all be talking about Brock Purdy. The whole thing would be about Brock
Incredible.
Purdy. That was the only thing that went well. And it went excessively well. So that, for me, and I told Dibs this over the weekend, if you lose that game for other reasons, now I have much larger concerns. What
it's hard to argue with.
What the hell? How do you fix this? You can get mad at Nick Sorensen, and we are, and we should, and we will.
Yeah,
but
how do you fix it?
Just give him a tool set.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Fred Dean's not walking through that door,
right? You guys were talking earlier, team meeting. What was it, Dante Whitner?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go talk to each other, and now it's okay.
He said he's a code red alert. That's how frustrating.
Yeah, 1-2. It should be a little bit of a code red.
But just the defensive component to the team.
Well, and this is something I said on our thread as we were all getting ready. And, you know, I watched it again this morning in the beauty of doing afternoon drive. I dropped baby girl off at preschool at 9, and I went home and I watched it. And I did my notes like I like to do. I did a full play-by-play with commentary. And what I looked at the entire time was Matthew Stafford looked at the defense on every single snap, and he knew what they were going to do, and he either audibled or he ran it, and they totally dominated the Niners' defense after halftime.
Wow.
Dominated.
Yep.
He was unfettered. Well, he was unfazed. And KW.
He was unflinching.
I got a lot of KWs on my sheet. Kyren Williams, and he got 5, and he got 4, and 5, and 3, and 8, and 6, and the Niner D had nothing.
But the definition of a fake punt and when you use it was when McVay used it, and to me that changed everything.
Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan...
They were ready for... What does that mean?
That's what I mean. It means that you're like you're not executing. You're not executing. Like if you're...
I said that. That was our thing. One big thing. Execution's done.
These defensive players, this system... Whatever, it's all together, right? I'm not like, it's not about who to blame. It's the whole picture doesn't work. And it looks like, and Dibs was just saying this when we were chatting about 10 minutes ago, it looks like on defense it lacks all kinds of imagination. And what that makes me think of is the conversation between Brock Purdy and Brian Flores last week. That's what I want. I want one of the other quarterbacks to go say that to Nick. Wow. Wow, you all those disguises were really hard.
Yep.
Matt went over to him and went, wow, that was easy. Yeah, I knew you were doing on every play.
You had a caller earlier who used the word bland, and you had another caller who used the word exotic. They're not doing a lot of exotic blitzes, and their defense is pretty much bland. And those are two words that kind of stuck with me, and they resonated because that's kind of what I saw when I watched it again this morning.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, and again, I'm not an X's and O defensive wizard, but it feels like they just play, and maybe they did this in the past where their personnel was just so much better they could play basic, but they don't seem to do anything out of the ordinary. They don't seem to do anything to put any kind of different pressure on the offensive team or just take something away by blitzing a guy who they don't think's coming, or just get them out of some kind of rhythm, or make them make a play on the run rather than a play that they call, and it just seems to be there.
Well, I'll say this. Like, they missed the hell out of Dre Greenlaw.
That was my biggest fear coming in.
They really, really missed Dre Greenlaw, and that's, I think, to your point, Steiny, a big part of this, to me, is that, you know, people look at the Niner coaching staff or the whole organization and often use the word arrogance. The defensive structure right now, to me, reeks of arrogance because you're calling your game as if your players are just all better than the other team, so we're just going to give you vanilla and we're going to beat you. And they've got spots. They've never really fully figured out the end opposite Bosa.
Wow.
Devondre Campbell is all kinds of capital N-O-T, not Dre Greenlaw. Charvarius Ward now all of a sudden is playing like crap. Isaac Yiadom is a problem.
Tutu got him.
Right? They're like, so you can't just go base because they're not, like, they're not as good right now. Their personnel is not as good as they seem to think it is.
Hey, and this is why it's good to have three guys, my comrades, smart friends. This is from my boy, and I got to read it. He didn't pay me $49 to Frankie. He's hurt. Defense is just too damn simple. Any veteran quarterback knows what's coming, and they make adjustments. We only rush four. Any blitz is just Warner or Lenore. Too predictable. We don't hide anything defensively. Spags, Flores, and McDonald keep you guessing.
Yeah, wow. Warner and Lenore, and I'm looking at the sheet, and they came out of at a halftime. L.A. gets the ball, first and 10, their own 30.
They stopped them.
They blitzed. They blitzed, and it was Flanagan Fouls who blitzed, and they got 15 on that play. And then they eventually got off the field because of Jair Brown with an unbelievable pass breakup, which forced the punt. That would be the only time the Rams punted in the second half.
Is it Flanagan won the one where he fell down?
No, that was later.
Was flat.
And I actually have that in my notes. Where
that was so ridiculous.
That was when L.A. Got their field goal, and it was on first and 10 at the 30.
Right.
And I wrote down, DFF fell down. But it was illegal block, and so it came back.
That's true.
Yes.
It
but from the spot.
He tried to crawl.
Thank you,
he tried to make the crawl tackle.
That he just put his head down.
Not a great way to go about it. But, yeah.
It's a struggle.
We got to mention Jennings, though, right?
Well, sure.
And I mean, Twitter's got, they twisted my mind. I didn't come in here with this, but I feel it. I'm feeling worse for Ayuk by every catch that Jennings is getting. Like, I wanted Ayuk, just for his sake, to have that type of game. But it's almost like, did you pay the right guy? And did you need to pay him? Now, I know that's too early, but that's the rat on the table for me.
It's not too early. Let me take
it. Oh, my God. Pest control. Here it comes.
Man, Brandon.
Let me take it in a little bit of a different direction, and we'll do that. We're not going to come out with this. But
this is great. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I want to make sure that you get a lot of space for this, right? Because this may be your best take of the month.
Y'all ready? Okay, if you're an NFL team and you paid your wide receiver $30 million, you got done. You got absolutely, positively hoodwinked.
That's the word.
Look around the league.
Yeah.
You didn't even pay Jamar yet, and he's already crowed in a way that's ruining the start of your season.
CD.
You know CD Lamb.
He's
I don't need
there.
To tell you the numbers.
I don't know what he's doing.
Brandon Ayuk is sitting here doing what? He's dropped as many balls as he's caught. And then
in Miami,
your quarterback got hurt, and you have $58 million wrapped up in useless players. Mm. Meantime, $7 million Juwan Jennings looks like Jerry Rice. Yeah. Why?
He joined him.
Why?
Wow.
Why? Because he has a really good quarterback and an offensive system that is known for producing points. It doesn't mean wide receivers are all bad. Justin Jefferson may be an exception, even though 35 is absurd. I get it. They're fun. They're fantasy. They're really recognizable. They're good players. I'm not saying that they're totally unimportant, but if you want to attach directly to wins and losses, this is flat out the wrong place to put your money.
Period. And none of those guys you mentioned won a bowl.
None. Meantime, the Kansas City Chiefs are like beepity-boppity 3-0.
Sure.
And when Rashee Rice gets to his fifth year,
man.
Bye.
Right.
See you later, dude.
And the Packers with all those guys on rookie deals.
Exactly.
And their quarterback is a backup, and they're 2-0 with their backup. And look at yesterday with the Rams. And I have to look it up every time because I can't remember the names of these guys who beat them. But there's a Parkinson, there's a Whittington
from Texas.
There's like
there's a Tutu.
Well, fine, and we've heard of Tutu Atwell.
Sort of.
I mean, we've heard of him.
Sure, we've heard of him.
He was wide receiver four on that team for a long time.
I think DeMarcus Robinson is on the team.
That sounds familiar.
Yep. I think he's on the
team. But to your point, you don't necessarily need all these name caliber guys. And you watched Juwan yesterday, and I'm just looking back at the notes.
He was great, man.
That field goal drive that they had the last time that they would score in this football game, and he had the Randy Moss catch where he goes up and over,
just pulls it in,
and then he has the sliding catch a couple plays later.
And one call was a holding on Trent that who would have had more yardage.
Exactly. And he was amazing. And we'll get to Trent.
Mays.
Oh, that's right.
Check in for me. Someone, I was so wrapped up in the Niner game, I just haven't been able to pay attention. Remember the team that had no wide receiver core that was begging for Brandon Ayuk? Reporters screaming all over social media.
Philip Honeysdale.
I'm sorry, what's their record?
3-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Wow. Boy, could you imagine with Ayuk?
They'd probably want him too.
Well, I mean, imagine the Niners if they had that kind of a leader up front. And I'm just going to say this now, and I'll say it five more times on the show, but if you know that a fake punt is coming, either put your defense back on the field or you call timeout. You don't see it coming and just go, you know what? I'm going to let my punt return team go out there and try and stop a fake punt.
But he said he was ready for it. Kyle said they were ready for it.
Then that to me is more of an indictment than anything.
I agree, actually, on that one.
I said I would have kept that to myself.
You agree on which part?
I agree on if you knew it was coming and you said, watch the fake. Right. I mean, I've been on enough sidelines, high school sidelines. Fake, watch a fake, watch a fake.
So when we say he knew it was coming, I think it's...
I think he sensed it.
Yes.
His words, not ours.
I think it was that they expected.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it coming. I really didn't. Because
I wasn't thinking about it.
The broadcast didn't see it coming because the broadcast, you know, Mark Sanchez is still running material. Which, I'm going to do 5 seconds on this. Because I'll put the ponytail aside, which is ferocious, but Mark, just go ahead and lay off the material for a minute. You're not that funny.
The material master telling them.
I didn't hear it.
I'm 25 years in running material. Mark, you're better than that. That funny. He's running. Yeah. Watch the fake. It's a fake.
What's unbelievable is I did not see it coming. And then right after they did it, I thought, that was a perfect time for it.
Perfect.
Well, not just perfect, almost a necessity. I think that's what Kyle was getting
at.
That's what I think he was, too. Here's what's amazing, that was my reaction after the fact, is McVay is looking at this and he's going, we're going to get right out of the building.
Exactly.
If we punt it, it's 21-0. If we don't get it, it's 21-0. So let's go for it. And the next thing you know, it was 14-7.
There you go.
And he saved the game.
There you go.
I know. And the other thing was, I was thinking the same thing after it happened. I was thinking, there's 6.5 minutes to go, and he's not punting it to them at their own 15 so that they can drive and either get a field goal, use all the clock in the first period.
It's a 3-score game.
Niner
offense was humming. Yeah. They weren't going to stop him.
Yeah.
They weren't going to stop
him. I've been calling out Sorensen, but what if it's bigger than the scheme?
It has to be. It's not good.
No.
It's not good. It is a scheme issue. It is also a personnel issue.
Wow, man.
That's what I said earlier, that we, and I'm going to look at you and Mark and Steiny and everyone in this room and everyone in this market, we overrate this roster. This roster on defense, it's overrated.
I have visions of Detroit 24, like they were doing what they wanted when he started to figure it out. And if you're not going to get... Oh, sorry, Zach.
Go ahead. No.
If you're not going to get home, you're in trouble.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
So, way too early for this. We'll wait for Thursday and Friday. But just a little teaser. Everyone's going to feel better a week from today, but it's going to be a Hollywood set. The Niners will be 2-2.
Okay.
And this will be, the defense can play now, because they're going to go against some form of Jacoby Brissett or Drake May, and it'll be at Levi's Stadium, and it'll look just like last Monday or 2 Mondays ago did. And the Niners will be 2-2. And I hope that the team doesn't wait for 3 weeks until Kansas City comes to town to start tightening screws and looking at themselves like, come on, D. Winters, can we check that out for a
second? You need a tune-up now.
I would, you know, absolutely. Don't take next week as we're back. Don't do that because you probably can use vanilla and beat that offense.
Maybe. Well, if I'm scheming against this defense and Devondre Campbell's on the field, I'm going to try to run a route where he has to actually cover somebody. And Isaac Yiadom, and I'm looking at the notes, and I'm seeing Yiadom beat, Yiadom beat, Yiadom P.I.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the P.I. was a killer.
I don't know if the Patriots can run routes.
Really
don't. Ramondre Stevenson would scare me if I'm the Niners because they're running the ball on you.
Yep.
That scares me a little bit. But the Patriots passing game.
Long week for the Pats.
Yep. Extra long 3 days. Week.
Yes. Yes.
Rest advantage. Yeah. No doubt.
But I asked Stani, I know his answer. When did you really think, oh my God, the Rams got action? I thought once he missed the
field goal.
Yeah, I was like, nah, still I didn't.
Right.
But when did you say, oh my God, this thing could get away?
I don't think until Tutu caught the ball down at the 3 did I go, like, we're literally hitting the parlay of blowing this. It was a 7-pick parlay. Man.
Thank you.
Oh. It was a
6 plays you go another way, they win the game.
You needed Banana Land 7 times in a row in order to lose.
That's amazing.
And the Rams hit the parlay.
They really did.
180-1 or whatever the hell
pays
out.
As soon as he missed the field goal, I thought, oh, Schmidt.
Well, sure.
Shout out Jake.
Well, now, at least at that's the point where it went, well, now it's reasonable.
First play, let's go up top.
Right, it's a one-score game, and they've got good field position.
At the best field position of the day.
Yeah.
And so you think, okay, Stafford, now, I don't think that he had any timeouts. Maybe he had one, but they had the two-minute warning. There was 2:43 to go, and I thought, this is not good because your defense has been on the field a long time, and it's a one-score game.
But even if the Rams go tie it, and they did it so fast,
I
was very, very confident that the 49ers would at least end up in field goal range. Ronnie Bell is pick 5 of the 7.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pick parlay.
Some coaches bail or never get another chance. I told the boss that. Like a Jimmy Johnson, you probably would be done. I'm not advocating for that with Bill. But that you got to catch that, man.
Ronnie Bell.
Did he have a catch?
Hey, no. What's my man's name? Yeah, actually, he did.
Oh, did he?
The last play of the game, he was the one who caught it to start the play.
That doesn't count. Look at you.
Three targets, that's the one he held on to. Thanks
clutch.
A lot. Anyway.
It's funny you say that because we had that in our fantasy matchup where my guy in a game had that catch on one of those okey-doke plays.
And then
plays,
they give it up.
Whatever, and my guy got like 30 yards out of it on some BS.
So they give it all to just the one first guy? Well, you get whatever you
catch. You get the catch.
You get those yards. But then any further yards go to whoever. Anyway, ridiculous.
I have to remember. I'll look it up because I saw it's like, oh, look at that. Bloop.
I'm blanking on my man's name, the warrior with the big hair that got the two-way contract 2 years ago, and it blam. Thank you. Anthony Lamb.
Oh, the war. Golden State
Anthony
warrior.
Lamb is Ronnie Bell. I'm getting the same exact vibe, which is like, what are you doing here? You drafted somebody. Yeah. You drafted someone at that position. You go public and say you're going to see that guy this weekend, and then that guy does not play. And I got all those vibes of people with Steve Kerr and Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga. And damn it, you hate the young people.
Yeah,
and I know
Jacob Cowing.
I know Ronnie is young too.
Yep.
But what are we doing? Yeah. You threw the ball to Lamb on the last play of the game. You threw it to Lamb to win the game, and he dropped it.
Yep.
And, and Jacob Cowing watched the game. And I don't know. Look, the Niners have their reasons, I'm sure. They have their reasons. But, I mean, hell, if you want to go with an old guy, go with Chris Conley.
Man.
Have him run that
ball. He was catching in preseason.
Bell had 30 snaps. Conley had 20 on the game. Yeah. So he out-snapped Conley. And you talk about your seven play parlay. Missed field goal. Atwell goes for 50 over the top. Bell the drop. The punt
return.
Xavier Smith goes for 38, And then Campbell with the 25-yard PI. That is, those are five of the final 13 plays
amazing,
of the game.
Man. Seriously.
Where did the Yadim? Oh, that was in the third quarter.
And that
he's just been bad for three games.
That was a 48-yard.
It's a 48-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Correct.
Night-night. And there was no question. That was a bad call. It was like, you got it right.
No,
right.
The one thing that stuck out to me, and I was telling Guru this, it felt like, okay, so it's a game where they were up two scores for a chunk of it. Not all of it, but they played from ahead. I feel like they were throwing a lot. And you look at, so the run-pass ratio broke down 34 rushes, 30 passes.
Okay.
But Purdy scrambled eight times. Man. He had 10 rushes. I know he had one quarterback sneak.
Yep.
But that means those were eight or nine plays that were designed passing plays. And I was just thinking, man, you're up 21-14. Your running back's doing well. Just, use some clock. See if you can, matriculate up the field. And I just seem to remember, man, he's dropping back again. He's dropping back again.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm just going to try to refute it gently, because when I watched it back, I realized that a lot of these situations called for a pass, and that field goal drive, when you're talking about all the scrambles, it was first and 18. They throw to Jennings. Then Bell has a drop. Imagine that. Third and four, Purdy. Scrambles. Remember, he dove for the first down and he got it.
This was the one where he ran around in circles on both sides of the field.
This was the one where
the Moody missed.
This was the one where he ran out left and he absolutely dove and held the ball.
Okay, he got it. Yes.
Then they go Garendo, and then Purdy sneaks and he fumbles it.
Right.
And it's overturned. Fourth and one, he sneaks again.
They get it.
And at first and 10 at the 17. Now you're thinking a touchdown and they put this thing to sleep.
Over.
And that's where he scrambled for eight. And it's second and two at the 8.
They ran the same play twice, it felt
Mason
like.
For one, Mason loses two, and you settle for the field goal. So they did run it. Now, whether or not you liked the way they ran it, and I didn't love the way they ran it because they went heavy formation, they went I formation, and it was pretty clear they were going to run it.
Right.
And the Rams were up to it.
And Baldy did a breakdown on the Rams' D-line in that game being disruptive at the most opportune times, of like giving them kudos. For they did shut down when they needed to, kind of in the money area.
Yeah, but I agree. Like, there was no deception in the run at all. It just,
I don't know. Sometimes when it's third and one, I'm not,
this was a two third and goals.
It was second and two and third and two, one.
Yeah, second and two from the 8, third and one from the 7. Did you watch the Sunday night game?
Yeah.
Okay, how do we feel about how the Falcons handled fourth and one at the end of the game?
Yeah. Kicked the field goal.
No. End of the game. They're down 5 with a minute to go.
My point was you kicked the field goal before that.
Totally
they went four and fourth down 5 with like 4 minutes to go. And you had a full rack of timeouts.
Yeah. No doubt, dude.
Back in the day, you would kick that field goal
in a second,
you're going to get the ball back, and then a second field goal wins the game.
They ran a stretch play with Bijan.
I couldn't.
And it's like, come on, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, like just go up the middle.
Come on. Like, what do we do? You got cute at the wrong time.
Yeah. Jordan Mason with 2 runs up the middle to get 2 yards. I like our chances.
Man.
I like our chances. Yeah. They stopped him. And I thought it was the right play in that moment to kick the field goal, too. Once you're at 4th and 3,
you've got to
get a 2-score lead.
12 minutes to go.
Yeah,
so you kick the field goal, you go up 10. And the other one was on the last drive where, again, field goal puts you up 10. You had the Juszczyk hold.
That was a big one.
You remember on that one, which I think was a questionable hold. They called it.
Yeah, it was shady.
It was a little ticky-tack.
Yeah, it was.
But that went from 1st and 10 at their 42 to 2nd or 1st and 20 back in your own end. So then you're behind the chains. You can't really run it. Anyway, I'm not here to be a Shanistan.
It was that next play that the only thing I would quibble with Purdy the entire day is that next play was the play where Ayuk ran by himself down the middle of the field. And Purdy either didn't see him or just didn't feel comfortable pulling the trigger. And instead rolled out and hit Jennings for 6 yards.
Let's just say he didn't see him. He still saved your ass, Purdy.
He was phenomenal.
Like he was awesome.
For that. I didn't see it in real time.
He was restaurant quality, man. He was absolutely
like there's
incredible.
2 scoreboards. They lost the game, but the one that we want to see without
Yeah.
Mo' boy.
No, Purdy and Jennings are, everybody just keep them out your mouth today. We were talking about anything
else. You
gotta
think you might have overpaid number 11 to see Jennings do that. I'm not trying to hate or segregate.
No, they did. It's whether just... Jennings has two catches or 12. Like, it's, and it's, this is not, by the way, I got the receipts so that I'm not being reactive to these first three games. Because I was here all August saying this. This is a pain in the rear, and I'm out. And
I said, you said you're dead. You're
like,
dead.
It don't do this. This is not what's key to the 49ers winning football games. They did it. Okay. He's a good player. I'm not upset that he's on the team, but that is not the best use of your resources.
One catch.
And
after
Stein brought up is maybe there's something going on. I'm like, how can Ayuk have any beef? He got overpaid.
Well, you know what?
But could something be going on?
Did y'all hear when Christina Pink did the sideline report and said she spoke to Trent Williams?
Yes.
And Trent was, I was
Trent said, yeah, I'm really behind.
Can you make a bigger deal out of this? Like,
I miss it.
She's like, so I talked to Trent Williams, and he's just like, I can't believe I had no idea that it would be this hard without camp, and I'm really winded and just need some IVs, and I'm sitting here, like, pulling my cheeks off of my face. I'm like, if I hear Nick Bosa or Blake Snell or Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams tell me one more thing,
ready to go.
I had no idea that I should maybe warm up before this. It's like, hey, get your asses to camp.
You had that caller earlier who said ass like four times.
That's a woman.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah,
Julie, I don't know.
By the way, Grandy, did you get her number?
Why did you do Grandy like that?
Well, because he's the first guy.
You better be
captain.
That was actually great material.
Like, why is this a revelation for everybody? Yeah. Duh. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, what? Gosh, that was killing me.
They've been doing camp for a while now.
This is not, and you're 36, and we're not new here.
Yeah, I thought this was one of those games where, you know, if it were a basketball game, you're up 7 with 2 minutes to go, you miss, they score, you charge, they score. Technical, you know, every play goes different.
You love this. Do you remember when the Lakers against Portland to go to
in the fourth quarter?
They're down by 15.
Fourth quarter
was exactly what just happened to the Niners.
Right. You know,
it was like 18 times in a row you needed something ridiculous to happen. And then Shaq dunks and you're like, it's over, night and night.
This was the Warriors season like all last year in a nutshell. Yeah. How many of those games did they blow early?
They had a few of these.
Like, so many of those where, you know, they're up 18 with, you know, 8 minutes to go. You can't get a bucket.
Nicole Jokic from half court.
There you go. Chet Holmgren from three.
Yep.
And then you should have fouled him, and then you didn't foul him, and then you shouldn't have fouled him, and you did foul him. And that's kind of the way this went. So, yeah, line them up. Everybody, 888-957-9570.
I'll just say this to everybody, because I got this tweet multiple times from people going, I'm too mad to tune in tomorrow. And so all I want to say is, look, we're going to get to next week together.
Yep.
And I've been looking forward to 2 o'clock all day because I want to get it out. So
therapy,
get it out.
Yep.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Let's get it out.
On 95.7, the game.
Thank you, Stanley.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.